from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CD's a part of his brotherhood, whether he likes it or not. He know he's not going nowhere. The business side, you know, they're going to take care of it. But, you know, obviously we miss him. I mean, he's one of the best people you can have in the locker room. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll be here soon, because no doubt about it, week one, he will be suiting up for the Dallas Cowboys.
What you have hope? I done to deserve this?
You hope.
Is CD part of the front office now? Or excuse me, is Micah Parsons? Welcome back, Midday Show. That was Micah Parsons' voice, of course, you talking about CD Lamb. And he says he'll for sure be with the team in week one.
Well, maybe he knows something that nobody else knows. But it doesn't sound like, from where Jerry Jones' perspective is, that there's no hurry to sign him. Maybe that meant, in Jerry's world, maybe that meant that he was going to sign him right before the season starts. He's going to swoop in on their trusty steed and get the deal done right before the first game of the season.
Maybe. Or maybe Micah Parsons is just goofy and he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I mean, there has been speculation or whether or not that statement is true or not.
That Mike is goofy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people are starting to look and wonder if he's all there.
Did you pick up the beginning of that, though? Whether he likes it or not, he's going to be here? Almost as if he doesn't like it and he'd rather be somewhere else?
Yeah, I don't understand that, though. Like, the one thing that I tried never to do, I mean, and you get asked when you're on the team, and because, as a matter of fact, this is what happened with the T.O. thing. And this is how it kind of spiraled out of control. Because somebody asked me a question about when I was here, mm-hmm. about whether or not T.O. was in his right. And I think the initial part of that conversation that I had, I said, well, hey, he has to do what's best for him. And then the question, and this is what got me in trouble, which I didn't think I said anything bad, but obviously, you know, other people heard it. They got a little upset. They said, well, what would you do if you were in the situation? I said, well, I wouldn't hold out because it's me. You know, but I was speaking from my perspective. I said, because I'm a defensive lineman. That's not what I do.
You're not a holdout guy.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
No, but that's how I perceive you. You're not a holdout guy.
I mean, I wouldn't, because I'm not. Because for one, when I said it, I remember how I was thinking. I'm like, oh, it's not that important to be holding out. I understand where T.O.'s coming from, because he came off a hell of a Super Bowl. Like, if he's not out there, if we'd have won that game, I don't think it would be a far stretch to say he would have been a Super Bowl MVP. I do not think that would be a far stretch.
Yeah.
So he felt strongly about his position. And I remember saying it when I was asked the question. I was like, hey, he's doing what he feels is best for him. Something like that. I don't know what I said verbatim, but that's what it was. Then the question came back and said, what would you do? I said, I wouldn't hold out. And that's it. And that's what got me in trouble. Because in his mind, I assumed that he felt like I was against him. And that wasn't the case.
It's awkward. I mean, you lived it. It's got to be awkward for a teammate to be answering questions about someone else's monetary situation, right?
Yeah.
Because part of you wants him on the team, right? You want to win. You need the guy. But the other part, you're trying to be, like, understand his perspective. It's money. It's contract. It's the Cowboys stuff makes me feel so much better about the Eagles because the Cowboys have had an awful offseason. Their owner, I mean, I don't even know he knows what day it is half the time anymore. They didn't go all in. And then, you know, they can't get any of these contracts done. Their quarterback, that's the biggest story in the league. Dak Prescott's going to go to unrestricted. Quarterback's as good as Dak. I know people don't think he's good.
They don't do that.
They don't hit the open market.
He's in rarefied air.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of teams that are probably even lining up now. Vying for his services. They're not, you know, they're trying to figure out what's going to happen. And if I'm Dak, he's in a position where, to be honest, he can go into free agent market and reset it. He could put a lot of pressure on teams. Like, he could put a lot of pressure on the Houston Texans if he wanted to, as far as what they're going to do with their quarterback when his deal is up. If you want to get ahead of that, because you know, when you talk about what he's done so far in the league, you know, he's probably going to be up for it. They're going to try to read him up in a couple years. So, yeah, that can go out there and ask for the moon and the stars because there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be looking to get him. Kirk Cousins got, what, $100 million?
Oh, $140.
And he's coming off an Achilles.
I know. Think
about that. He got $100-something-odd million and he was hurt. So, yeah.
I'm trying to think of the last quarterback – as good and young as Dak that will hit the free agent market. I can't think of one. Brady was old.
Doesn't really happen like that.
Brady was old, but obviously he had a lot left. Not everyone realized it. Peyton Manning was hurt. Drew Brees was coming off a shoulder injury. Like, these guys are better than Dak, obviously, but they had issues.
What was? Am I mistaken? Was Cousins not ever?
Cousins, yeah.
Okay, did you just said him?
Sorry. No, I didn't say him, but I think Dak's better than
him. Oh, I agree, yeah. But like he's probably the most recent best
comp
example,
yeah. And he got a lot of money. I mean, Dak's going to get a crazy amount of money. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mike at Broomall. Hey, Mike.
Yo, guys, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
Oh, you know, Mike and Cassie in the two-hole. I like that a lot.
It looked right. I mean, I was a little surprised he did it, but shake the lineup up that much. But once you saw it play out, I mean, it's an option for him tonight. We'll see what he does.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when the lineup comes out tonight. But they're facing a lefty, right? So you think Weston Wilson's in there for Marsh tonight? So
I do. Yeah,
we're going to look different.
Yeah, I know Stott has swung the bat better, but it could be another night where they put Sosa in at second and get Stott off his feet tonight.
Yeah, it could be. It's going to be an interesting lineup tonight. And I'll be flicking back and forth between that and the Phils, and I have a hockey game, so I'll be all over the map. But, yeah.
It's a big night. All right, so, Mike, what are you thinking here? Delco, give us your resume.
All right, so I am through and through Delco. I grew up in Alden, which borders Collingdale, Clifton, Briarcliff, Glen Olden, and Darby. Mm-hmm. So it is like the mecca of, like, you know, Delco. And, Hugh, you must have grew up in, like, you must have lived in like Media or something if you lived down from the Granite Run Mall. So
it was like Westchester. It was like not too far from what's the name of that school where they got all the badass boys?
Glen Mills.
Yeah, from the Glen Mills school. Yeah,
yeah, dude. So I'm so Delco. So like obviously you know I went to St. Joe's Collingdale and Bonner, all like super Delco, Rob Ellis, and I'm so Delco that I played in a swim club. Like, there's swim clubs all over Delco.
Mm-hmm.
I played in the swim club basketball league when I was, like, 16 years old. Like, my dad was, like, the captain of, like, our Alden swim club team. And he's like, oh, yeah, you can play. Even though I was supposed to be 18, I was, like, 15, 16 because we needed guys to play. I played in that league. I mean, you can probably find some old guys. And it was, like, legit, too. It was, like, you know, real reps. And, you know, there were some good players, especially when you got down to, like, the Darby area, like, Darby, Collin. There's dudes down there that could play. And it was very competitive. It was good stuff.
Oh, I bet. Well, and also, if you're playing like younger than everybody else, that's like those are good reps. I mean, when you're in that age, yeah.
You said you play hockey, yeah. Mike?
Huh?
You play hockey?
I play also. I still play hockey at Marvel. I play roller hockey at Marvel Sports Arena. So
hockey's a Delco thing.
That might be the most Delco thing I've heard today.
So here's what I like about this call.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, Mike, you're definitely in the mix. Good stuff. So, Mike, name-dropping Rob Ellis, who's a famous is Delconian?
Yeah, sure.
Delco person.
Yeah, Delco guy.
Delco guy.
Yeah, Delco
man works. All right, so name drop Rob Ellis, the hockey thing.
Roller hockey at the Marble Sports Arena.
Feels
like
very
that
Delco.
Is. I haven't heard that in a while, man. That,
all right.
Like, that got the juices flowing.
He even knew kind of where
Hugh lived. When he did. Yeah.
You felt proud.
I did.
Proud
like,
of that
I did. Man, like, first of all, hockey, I was already like, okay. Roller hockey, even better. Roller hockey at Marble Sports Arena. That's my guy.
That's
right
choice.
There.
It's big time stuff right there. Like that was a big time call. All right, Mike's in the mix here. Ed, also from Broomall. What's up, Ed?
Ed from Havertown. Havertown Ed. How are you guys?
Even better. Havertown Ed. What are you thinking?
What am I thinking is, first of all, I want to thank Hugh for his career. Thank you so much for your career. You're like,
it's like top 20 years
50.
Ago.
Yeah, it was a while.
Well, it's still, he's top 50 all-time Philadelphia players that, like, tried their butt off. And like, he's top.
I was a try-hard.
No, I might steal that and call him that.
The top 50 try-hard.
I'm going to create a list. Top 50 tryhards.
Ed, I appreciate it. We're just here cracking funnies.
You're one of Philadelphia's finest. Like,
well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really, really do.
So my point is, Topper, what is he doing sitting Turner? Why would you sit Turner?
Well, I thought he needed to sit
yesterday. He probably needed the night off. And when you look at the outcome, I mean, your top five hitters, they all kind of got the party started.
So why do you think it was a mistake to sit him last night?
So if you had a business and your second top salesman made the second money in your company, why would you put him down? Trey Turner is making $300 million over Bryce. So my point is, why take the top guy and put him down? He's only becoming like, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? So
you're basically saying, why single him out compared to everybody else?
Correct.
Yeah. My perspective on it yesterday was this. So he's been bad for a month. So to use your analogy, it's like your salesman's having a tough month. And like, I don't think it's a long-term thing. I think he's back in the lineup tonight. For me, it was more like, clear your head. And we have this other salesman, Edmundo, who's really good. Let him go close the case, right? Like, let him have a day. You clear your head. And Ed, I do think, to your point, they did kind of use Trey to set an example for everyone else. Like, hey, we got to wake up. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to sit you down for a day. Like, they did
use
him yesterday.
Yeah, but you better get right tonight.
Yeah, I think Trey, Trey's a big boy. He can handle it.
He can handle it, but you better get right tonight.
He's right tonight. I don't want him to be the scapegoat, because you'll never make Turner the scapegoat. Hey, that will never happen. So it's like why Trey? Trey's always, I have a Castellanos. Why not, you know, put him down there?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Ed, and good phone call as always. You brought it up yesterday, Hugh, that Castellanos' first half of the season was
great, and he let him work his through. But the difference in this situation for me is this, because I was surprised that he did it, to be honest, Joe, because we talked about this yesterday. And when you asked me the question whether or not he's going to put him down, I said no. But you had to do something. And that's, I think that's where Topper was. And he decided to give Trey the day off. Now, thinking from an athlete's perspective, if I'm Trey, now I know, I see what happened and I see the outcome. That inadvertently puts pressure on me to go out there, especially if I'm back in the lineup, to go out there and get my job done. And it also, now I'm more wary about my outfield outfield play.
Well, and he's got to be more aware now. Like, last night, I don't think anyone with half a brain thinks that Edmundo Sosa is going to take his job full-time.
No, but nobody thinks that.
No, that's not happening. But you know what we found out last night? Topper will shake the lineup up now.
Yes.
So, like, Trey's going to start, I don't know, 90% of the time the rest of the season. Maybe 85 if they give him a few days off towards the end. He's going to start most of the time. But now we know there's an alternative in the two spot. If Castellanos keeps hitting, Trey Turner might be more towards the bottom of the lineup. So
this is a possibility.
I think this is good for the team. Like, wake everybody up a little bit. Sometimes you got to like be shaken awake, and maybe this gets Trey going.
Got to make it be a little uncomfortable.
That's
man.
Right.
Got to be a little uncomfortable.
It's okay to be a little uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable with the Big Dom thing with the Eagles. We're all at some point we're all uncomfortable. It happens. All right, 215-592-9494. We got some news here. RG3 out at ESPN. That just happened.
Are you serious?
Out.
You know what it was?
I thought the same thing.
You know what it was, don't you? What was that? It was that. What was it? A cannoli?
No,
the bagel?
No,
the croissant.
the croissant did him in.
How about that D, baby?
Bruh. like the day the picture came out, like, Joe was like, Hugh, because he knows I go straight to the comments. I had the wrong picture. Because I was like, why is Joe laughing so hard? I had a picture of his family doing the whole, they were trying to teach him how to dance or whatever.
Yeah, that was not that funny.
No. But boy, when I saw that picture of him and his wife eating that croissant, Lord Jesus.
Swallow it. You don't eat it.
And like no. Listen, people, if you care at work, just go to his page. And if he still has that picture up, which if it was me, I would have never posted it. But just go look at the comment, please, just for like a minute.
Now, to be clear, I don't think that's why he's out of ESPN. But
are you saying the croissant pick was a fireable offense?
No, listen.
It couldn't help his case. I mean,
like, you got to just see it. I can't even tell you some of the comments because they're just offensive. But, man, it'll have you at your desk. Crying. Oh,
the photo is still there. It's still there.
Well, we know that we had this conversation. I don't know if you were here, Joe, but Hugh told us that he doesn't like to eat hot dogs, bananas.
I bring them things up, man. Like
wait, what?
Any
no
sort of phallic food.
Hugh's out bringing on them things up.
Because of that kind of thing. I mean, look, I clearly did RG3 in.
It's still there, in case you're wondering. It's been viewed 28 million times. So it's
That was bad.
It was. I'm actually, when they brought Kelsey in and they changed all the people this year, I kind of wonder with him, because it seemed like he was on the rise a couple years ago, and then it fell off.
But
so we'll see where he ends up.
You know what it is? Because he's very polarizing as far as some of the comments and stuff that he makes.
He tries to be like a little different and edgy.
Yeah, but I could tell you like this, man. Like ESPN, when I was there, they don't like that. They don't like that, like, edgy kind of stuff.
That's why you didn't post any croissant pictures?
Well, no. I used to get in trouble for gangster tweeting all the time. They used to be like, hey, man, you can't tweet back at people like that. That probably was part of the reason why I got done here. But, yeah, you can't do that.
I sent this little note to Joe. Like, RG3 got fired. And Joe's like, was it the croissant?
No, that's the first thing I thought about. But the timing is impeccable, though. Think about that, though. You post that picture, and then all of a sudden you get called into the office. I still remember when I got called into the office. It was not cool.
I can't imagine anyone getting called in the office is cool.
Yeah, but I had my civil rights suit. I got fired with a suit on. I wasted a whole suit to get fired. I'd have known I was getting
fired. Wait a second. Why did you wear the suit?
Because I was trying to present well.
Because I didn't want to get gasp.
Hey, Kyle, I was trying to present well.
So let me get this straight.
Sweet baby Jesus, let me put this suit on and let these folks go fire me.
I just want to make sure. I want to get this straight. So you walked in to get fired as if you were going in for a job interview.
Man, I walked in. Like, because it just felt like the right thing to do. It felt like I should have put a suit. If I'd known they were going to fire me, I'd have came in with my drawers on. Just came in with some drawers. But like, what you about to do? And hostile.
I can't imagine most people get dressed up to get fired.
I did. I got dressed up to get fired.
Oh, my God.
And now I was like, damn, I wore this suit to get fired.
My sides are hurting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.